Security to stabilize and enrich human living by blending the mortal with the divine,
the partial with the perfect,
man and God.
It is the religious experience that man's concepts of ideality are endowed.
Never can there be either scientific or logical proofs of divinity.
Reason alone can never validate the values and goodnesses of religious
experience. But if we always remain true, whosoever wills to do the will of God shall comprehend the validity of spiritual values.
This is the nearest approach that can be made on the mortal level
to offering proofs of the reality of religious experience.
Of
the incompleteness of the intellectual world.
It is the only discovered solution to the impasse in mortal thinking regarding the continuing survival of
the individual personality. It is the only passport to completion of reality. Eternity of life in a universal creation of love, love, unity, and progressive deity attainment.
Religion effectually cures man's sense of idealistic isolation
or spiritual loneliness. It enfranchises the believer as the son of God,
a citizen of a new and
meaningful universe.
Religion assures man that in following the gleam of righteousness discernible in his soul, he is thereby identifying himself
with the plan of the infinite and the purpose.
Such a liberated soul immediately begins to feel at home in this new universe.
His universe.
When you experience such a transformation of faith.
Volitional son of the universal father.
No longer is such a liberated son fighting alone against the inexorable doom of the termination of temporal existence.
No longer does he combat all nature with
the odds hopelessly against him. No longer is he staggered by the paralyzing fear that perchance he has put his trust in a hopeless phantasm or in his faith.
to a fanciful error.
Now, rather are the sons of God enlisted together in fighting the battle of reality's triumph
over the partial shadows of existence.
At last, all creatures become conscious of the fact
that God and all the divine hosts of a well-nigh limitless universe are on their side in the supernal struggle to attain eternity of life and divinity of status. Such big liberated sons have certainly enlisted
in the struggles of time on the side of the supreme forces
and divine personalities
of eternity. Even the stars in their courses are now doing battle for them. At last they gaze upon the universe from within, from God's viewpoint. Of material isolation to the sureties of eternal spiritual progression.
Even time itself becomes but the shadow of eternity
cast by paradise
reality upon the moving panoply of space.